This is a replay of the abbreviated and unscreened Thursday night, April 2nd, WGN show. We started around 11:30. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. You know that. I hope you'll rectify it soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings on NLS Sports. Preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've about an hour and a half to spend together, and if it's on your mind, it's going to be on mine. About 10 minutes before the show started, I got an email from Clark Besh, who calls himself WLS Clark and sends us all sorts of interesting news. This one I didn't want to read, sadly. The Screaming Wild Man is no longer with us. And yeah, I've got the book right in front of me, and it's interesting. Carl Bonafede, and I hope I pronounced it right, was the Screaming Wild Man, dubbed as such for his rapid-fire delivery on commercials, but he was without a doubt the original promoter. I mean, you talk about it. Every market has one. To an extent, there's a little bit of Jerry Blabbitt in Carl, to say the least. But he was tireless at promoting, and not only himself, but certainly himself as far as that goes. He 85 years old, by the way, died on March 30th. So it was a life well lived, and Chicago through and through. I think born in Little Sicily, which remained pretty much nearby his lifetime home. But he first came to the forefront on the Amateur Hour on Channel 7. I think he was 10 years old playing the accordion, as you'd expect. But it went on from there for the next 70 years. And whether it was commercials or he bought tons of radio time, you know, overnight and things like that, where it was cheap to buy. And then, of course, would host shows and resell the time and would, of course, also record records. Particularly his own. I hate to say it, but I couldn't find one I was willing to play. However, if you go to YouTube, the Screaming Wild Man had his own channel, and most of his stuff was there. And like a lot of local hucksters, and I say that with affectionately, not in any way with derogatory thoughts, he was hosting the local area dances, you know, high schools and things like that, emceed them and all that. And, you know, he was the kind who'd do a remote from a rooftop of a building with a PA system. Yeah, you name it, he would. Eventually, he signed acts, and he would get them recording deals. And I'll tell you, one of the groups that has him to thank in many ways is the Buckinghams. Yeah, I think he's co-producer of Kind of a Drag for that. He got Jim Holvey's demo type of that tape of that, and the rest is history. And whether it was the Vogue Ballroom or the Holiday Ballroom or whatever personal appearances, he had it going on. And you know, what can I tell you? It's the book is great. I got it a long time ago, and you know, this is one of these horrible things that through a mutual acquaintance, I had his phone number, and I heard that he wanted to be on the show, and I wanted him to be on the show, and I thought, well, I'll call him. Well, he's no longer with us. And but when you read the book, pretty much everybody is in it in terms of Chicago radio and records. And I think you'll like it. But yeah, 85 years old, and had an illness recently, but had some friends who really helped him stay in his own home and live the life he wanted to live until he passed. And yeah, rest in peace. So as far as visitation, if you were a friend, it's next Tuesday. It's April 7th at 10 a.m. At Cumberland Chapels on Lawrence Ave in Norwich. So that is the deal there. So rest in peace, Dreamin' Wild Man. 888-876-5593. We're going to kick it off, and I know this because he called earlier while the news was on. I said, hold on, it is Nick in Baltimore. Nick, welcome back to WGN. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about the Screaming Wild Man.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But a life well lived. 85 years old, he can't complain. And as I say, never what you'd call a star, but such a local promoter and a promoter of himself that you just had to marvel at the energy.
Yep. And multi-talented. These guys...
Yeah.
You could just do just about anything. I mean, you just mentioned he was involved with the Buckinghams.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, he could pretty much do it. And recorded a lot of records himself. Like I say, he was not a singer, though he fancied himself one. And there's a ton of stuff online. But one of the things he put online actually was a clip from, Dave, what the hell was his name? I can't think of it. David Letterman. On the David Letterman show in about 1985, Paul Schaefer is having a conversation with David, and they're talking about those rapid-fire commercial deliveries and all that. And unprompted, Paul came up, oh yeah, like Carl Bonafede, and Carl of course got a clip of that and kept it for life. So not nice stuff.
I tell you, we're blessed to have had all of these people and their talents, and it's a shame when these guys go. It's just it's an era.
It is.
You call it, remember, you always say, a place in time.
Yeah, it is. And there's nobody to replace them because that point in time has passed, sadly. So with each death, and it seems now like it's coming daily, there's no replacement for it because it's a period of time gone forever.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
Well, it's all sad, you know, when we lose them, but... there's nobody to come in and step into the fold.
Yep.
But I called tonight. I got some news from Mike Lance, a friend of mine in Miami. And Mike's called the show.
Uh huh.
He told me about WINZ in Miami powering down. They've applied to go down to 16 watts at night now, but it'll take some time to do it. But apparently, they've sold the land, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's it, because so they'll probably drop from 50 in the day to what about 16 watts at night, but probably what in the day, I don't know. I don't think they'll keep that 50, but maybe they will.
It was reported that on that radio discussion board that they were running like 25,000 watts, not 50 at this point.
Right, they had an STA for that. Now, when you say that reported, that's over a year ago. That's like January of 2025. That they approve.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is not this year. But the problem is, INZ, to get that 940 in there, Rex Rand did that years ago. That's a six-tower array. And so, consequently, you can imagine that is going to be the case, that they got more for the land. And I think I had heard that iHeart, I think iHeart's got the station now, that like anything else, they had sold the towers to Vertical Bridge. So what's interesting about that then, did Vertical Bridge buy the land? And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, Vertical Bridge will profit from that. Well, I don't know. They bought the towers. Did they buy the sites? In other words, they definitely bought the steel. Did they buy the sites? And I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's in question, but... you know, it's happening all over. The station I used to work for many years ago in Annapolis, WNAV, that they're still on the air barely. And the guy that owns it is a, you know, fly-by-night, and the guy out of Winchester, and he's putting no money into the station. And from what I understand, the land's been sold, and Pat Sajak had it.
Right.
Sold the land.
Right.
But the city of Annapolis is involved, and it's all complicated, and the towers are going to come down, but they've got to relocate and all that, and that's going to be a mess.
Oh, sure it is. But, you know, this has been coming now over 40 years. I remember it was about 1985 when Jefferson Pilot, good old life insurance, turned in the license for WBIG in Greensboro at the time. And that was the exact reason, because the land was more valuable. And at the time, I was just leaving Billboard, and that's why I remember the year. And I had said, well, that's the start. You'll see. One by one, they're all going to do this. And it's inevitable, sadly. You know, we knew this was coming.
You're right. And it's just like that letter you, when we were corresponding on an email, and I still have that letter you sent me, where you I talked about the oldies stations, and you wrote to me, you know, these stations are going to make changes that will prove fatal to the format.
Right.
I mean, that's something different, but.
It had to.
Well,
it had to, because demographically speaking, that was it. And as we've talked about many times, oldies was an interesting gift around 1970 when we started to see it, because everybody who was going to be a fan of it was a shared group of people. They all listened to the same records and the same. So it was easy to program to them. But today, it's very difficult. And, you know, it doesn't exist in what it was, of course.
No.
But the other thing, and I talked about this many years in the 80s, too, when I was at Billboard, the day was going to come. Back then, a lot of stations were saying, we play your favorite music, that type of a thing. And I thought, well, this is going to be a problem when anybody will be able to have their favorite music in the palm of their hand. And I was not thinking about phones, I was thinking about chips, but regardless, the idea that people on demand would hear what they wanted to hear meant that radio needed to come up with a better position than we're playing your favorite song. And that's so true today, and that's why the real success stories are built on non-duplicable talent, whether it's Sirius putting Howard Stern on when you can't get him anywhere else, or any local station like a WGN with local personalities you can't hear anywhere else. You really have to have that that ability to stand out, because doing what everybody's doing won't get you anywhere.
The uniqueness.
Yeah, and not available anywhere else. Yeah, and I think Howard proved, just like when we years ago talked about KKBQ in Houston going top 40 on 790 after everybody said top 40 was dead in the early 80s. You know, if the only place they can hear it, they'll find it. And a lot of people thought, well, you know, if Howard goes to satellite radio, people aren't going to follow him. The hell they aren't. If it's what you really want to hear, you will find it. So that's the key to success, doing something that's non-duplicable.
Right. And it's like, again, going back to what you said, you don't care about the delivery truck. You care about that product.
That's right. What's on it? No one's ever looked at the truck that brought the Amazon goodies. Just what's in that package?
Right. Well, I had one more thing to give you, and that was another site for these URLs. And this one's a pretty good one. It's fmstream.org.
Yeah, okay.
And put anything in there and it usually comes up.
No, absolutely. I'm not sure why I went there for the heck of it just now, and the first thing that came up was Power 96 in Miami. All right, well, good enough. And a number of streams, and yeah, that's a terrific repository. fmstream.org. I need to write that down and make sure that I go ahead and get that on the website for people who want to find it.
That's a very good one. And I've been in contact with the guy that, I think it's a guy that runs it, and you know, I've given him info that I had, and he's put, you know, like One America News and, you know, the stream for that. That's on there now. And Newsmax is on there. And so it's got just about everything. So And the other thing I heard was that iHeart is now, they're starting to loosen up with the restrictions, or they're allowing their URLs to be published.
I'm not surprised.
So you can, and of course the Odyssey stations are on iHeart and vice versa, so it's interchangeable now.
Yeah. Sure, and I know initially they were trying to build up their site and all that, and I get that, but ultimately exposure is the key, so I'm not surprised. It works both ways. You can add a stream to iHeart as well, so sure. The more that anyone online can get noticed any way they can, that's the name of the name of the game, because no one's ever searched for something they've never heard of. But I just realized something. I know Adam told me I had two commercial breaks, so I think I've got them from now till the end of the hour. Oh, God. So
okay.
Thank you. Good link, and I will get that on Raleigh.net, and call me again soon, like next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Take Appreciate care. It. All right, so 888-876-5593. Unscreened radio, so if I put you on hold, you won't hear anything. Just hang around, and you will then be on the air on WGN Radio.
Ba 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 brand. Ba 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 brand.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. There they are, the Regents, New York's own. Ernie Maresca was in that group. So was Chuck Fassard. It was his brother who wrote it, by the way. Barbara Ann, 1961, originally on G, but half a dozen other labels as well. And that was Robert and LaGrange who wanted to hear that. We'll come back with more of your requests and your calls coming up on WGN Radio.
You don't want me. It's so plain to see. I can tell by the way you're treating me. You're out around and have your fun. Then you come on to me when you're done. But it's so fine. Yeah, it's so fine. Uh-huh. It's so fine. Want to be with you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I do love it, but I didn't intend to play it, actually. Jackie Wilson, it's so fine. What I was reaching for was Robin, Luke, Susie, Darlin' for Mike in Elmwood Park, so we'll get to that later. But yeah, it was a shock to me when I heard Jackie, but I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. All right, so we have a full board of calls, and we have absolutely no screenings. So we do this in order of who's been waiting the longest, and I have no idea who you are and or if you hung around this long. But, 39 minutes. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hey, Riley. It's Eduardo.
Okay, Eduardo. Good deal. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a good job. I mean, I got to give it to you. I don't know if you're going to need John for when he gets back.
Oh, no. I'll be very pleased to see him.
Yeah. I think John might be interested in this story. So British Airways, I think Qatar is already doing this, in-flight phone calls to the ultra-fast Starlink.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, interestingly, they've done in-flight phone calls for decades now, but they used to be tremendously expensive. But I would assume now, hell, the astronauts going to the moon are using their iPhone, so why the hell not? So, yeah, I would not be surprised that that would be the case. But, yeah, years ago, it debuted probably in, like, in 1997, 98, and, oh, man, I ran up a lot of money on that. So, yeah, they had these big clunky phones that they'd hand if you wanted to make calls, and so I'm not surprised. And then for a while, of course, they're, no, I can't use your cell phones, but I see they'll probably relent on that. They'll find a way to make money, though. If they're using Starlink, they'll charge you for the connection.
Yeah, there's a charge for everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, although, like, if somebody's getting trying to get a nap in, I mean, I don't know if that's going to work out. Talking in the back seat or in the front seat.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah. So Monday, I got the HCA interview, so
yes.
Hopefully that'll go well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Keeping my fingers crossed. Can't wait to hear all the details.
Yeah, yeah. So, so I'll be having Easter with Mom, and Mom was throwing up after going to the doctor. I don't know what happened, but she got her B12 injection, and then I don't know if it was something she ate, but she's fine.
Good.
But that was Tuesday.
Good.
I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope it's a lovely holiday.
Yeah. Well, everybody have a good Easter, and you're less than an hour, so
you bet
we'll talk next week about the interview.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you very much, Raleigh.
Yeah. Now, as I was saying during the news, fighting words, it is not Peeps, and it is not Cadbury eggs. I read this yesterday. I was going to talk about it on the air, and then we got instead a lot of your calls, which I always defer to. But to tell you, nationwide, here is the deal. It's Reese's Pieces. And I found that to be fascinating. Now, not in every state as far as that goes, but in Illinois, yes, according to sales, Reese's is number one. Likewise for Colorado and Washington State and a number of others. So, yeah, Peeps does very well. And as far as carrying states, probably carries more states than any other brand. But in terms of population centers, nationwide, it is Reese's. All right, so we could belabor that much more in depth. But I would much rather talk to you. So that's exactly what we're going to do as we welcome, let's see. Well, it looks like Austin to me. We'll see on WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
It's Fran.
All right. 512, I could count on it.
Yeah. Well, could have been Gary, but anyway.
Right, right. Yeah, or Johnny Goen. Right.
Yeah, or Johnny. That's right. Yeah. So, speaking of Johnny, he hasn't been on in a while, so I want to just give him a plug.
Soulofthecity.net.
Yes.
Sunday.
And the last couple of shows have been just really great.
Great.
So
6 p.m. to midnight Central Time, and this is the deal. Got to mark your calendar because it doesn't replay. You got to catch it live Sunday night, 6 to midnight CT, soulofthecity.net.
Yeah, we listen to all 6 hours of it usually, and
wow.
You know, and I don't usually listen to all 6 hours of
anything,
pretty much anything,
because
I don't, you know, my attention span is like, you know, a flea. I don't know these days.
I'm with you.
Last night we were talking about multitasking, and oh my God, I know I can't do it anymore. And I think about the job I used to do because I was an operator. And, you know, I had to keep track of 10 lines and what they all wanted, and I had to memorize all the extensions, and I had to write notes, and I had to page people, and I had to make announcements, and, you know, it's like, how in the heck did I do all that? Right now, if I have to do two things at once, I'm like, wait.
Right, exactly. I'm the same way, absolutely. You know, don't break my concentration here. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes, like, Gary will try to talk to me while I'm doing something else. Wait, don't talk to me right now.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me, you know, because I can't keep track. I depend on his memory a lot. He's still got a much better memory than I do. And Gary, what was what was this or that?
Yeah.
So you're not the only one.
Oh, I know.
By any means, and I can't remember things. It's like, you know, I can remember song lyrics from the 40s and 50s, you know, before I was born up to... I can't memorize. I can't memorize a song today to save my life.
I know. I'm the exact same way. And unfortunately, that's more common than not. And it's just typical aging. And it doesn't mean that we're all coming down with dementia. So I know that's what a lot of people think when they can't find their keys or don't know why they walked in the room. Like, I'm losing my mind. No, actually, that part's normal.
Yeah, it's like the other night when I was trying to do lyrics, and I couldn't, and now I can't remember her name again.
Oh, Bernadette Carroll?
No, it was somebody that I thought she might have been. I can't think of the. It's my party lady.
Oh, Leslie Gore.
Yeah, I could not think of Leslie Gore.
You
know. And then I was trying to tell somebody about a book I was reading, and I couldn't remember the title of it. And I'm like, people are going to just...
Normal as could be. Worry not.
So, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. It's like, I was on a paratransit the other day, and they lost their computer, thing went down for a minute. And so he said, "Now, what was the address you were going to?"
Oh, God.
And I'm like, 1301, I know it's already, call Gary and find out what the address was.
Oh, yeah, I understand fully. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, I wanted to talk about what, it was just disgusting to hear what happened to Linda. I am just so sorry, but one of the things I can say is that I admire her spirit.
Oh, me too.
She is not, you know, she's determined not to let it get her down, and I'm sure it does sometimes. I've heard her sound a little down, but she picks herself up, and she reminds me of this lady that Gary was teaching Braille. And he was tutoring Braille, and she was in her 70s, you know, maybe in her mid-70s, and she was just determined that she was going to learn everything she could. You know, she went to the center, the Chris Cole Center here, and which I have a lot of problems with on certain levels, but, you know, for her it was great, and... you know, she just wasn't going to let it slow her down. She was going to learn, and she was trying to learn computers, and she was, you know, I'm going to keep doing as much of what I've always done as I can, and I'm going to, you know, learn to use my ears and, you know, and all of that. And that is just, you know, we really admire her. And she worked hard. I mean, you know, she was determined she was going to get it.
And it is not easy, you know, talk about not remembering song lyrics, trying to pick up Braille in your 70s for the first time. That is not easy.
Yeah, and, you know, I admit that I am not as good of a Braille reader as I used to be because I don't use it as often.
Right.
Mainly I use it to write down somebody's phone number or, you know, something like that. But I read a lot of audiobooks and things like that, which... Of course, now I'm a terrible speller now because I'm not reading words written down, you know, so I have to spell check everything.
As long as people can understand you, you know, when you're up there in heaven, there won't be a spelling test to get in, so the hell with it.
I hope not, or I'm going down.
That's absolutely right. Nope, they're not going to ask you about that, so worry no.
But I'm always like, Gary, how do you spell, you know, whatever?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Spell it any... It's like when I'm somewhere and they say, for an order, we need a name. And I say, Raleigh, how do you spell that? Any way you can pronounce it is how you spell it. So
right. That's funny because my screen reader says Raleigh James.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. And a lot of people want to put an E before the Y, and it sounds like it's a cattle breed. You know. Roll eye.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a ribeye or something. So, yeah. So yeah, any way you can pronounce it, that's the way I spell it.
I have one really quick, I don't want to belabor this too much, but I have one kind of quick medical question.
Okay.
I have some, you know, like my teeth, you know, since I started taking these infusions, and they are working really great as far as my hands and knees are concerned, but other infections are popping up.
Yep.
Like my teeth, which I've had a gum infection for a long time, but I'm a huge dentophobe. And, you know, and so now it's, of course, getting worse. And I know if I go to the dentist or I also might have a bladder infection, I'm not sure. But I know they're going to... prescribe antibiotics.
They, not necessarily. Firstly, if it's fungal, they definitely would not. First thing you need to know is what do you got? Because you see, one of the things that is very common when your immune system is suppressed is fungal infections. And antibiotics is like fertilizer to fungal infections. So they would not prescribe that. But the key would be, what do you have? And you can always say no, but with the cocktail you're on, because you're not only taking the infusions, you're taking methotrexate as well. With that combo, your immunity is trashed, and therefore you.
Yeah, I know.
Right, and they tell you you don't want to let infections go because they can get a hold. So you can always say no, but don't let the idea that they're prescribing antibiotics be why you're not going to the doctor. First, find out what it is, and there's a number of things they can do if it is fungal, which, you know, as far as oral infections, very often it is. So I would urge you to go no matter what, because it'll be really hard if an infection gets into you good to get rid of it. So fight it early.
Yeah, I've been kind of dreading that because I don't want it. First, I didn't want to take these infusions, and now I do because
it's working. That's why.
Yeah, I can deal with the itching. Right. I can deal with the eye
exactly.
infection. I can,
that's right. No.
So I'd rather deal with this stuff than what I was dealing with.
Right, and that's why people do it, but it's a deal with the devil. And the deal that you have to make, if you're going to do this, and you are, and it's working out for you, is that I wouldn't let an infection fester a day. I'd go every time I had anything so I could stall it off from the start.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned because I've had two, and I'm getting another one. I was having some problems with my insurance, and they weren't going to fund it, and we prevailed.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of concerned because I have not. I know one of the things you mentioned was that I should get regular blood tests
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff. I have not seen the rheumatologist. I've had two. Of the injections, I just go in, the nurse puts the needle in,
right.
and I sit there and, read for a while until it's done, and then I go home and crash for about 2 days.
Yeah.
But,
Well, you don't need to see the doctor to get the lab prescription. You can ask for that and, whatever you feel you need. But the big thing is when you've got the symptom of an infection, go that day. I'm serious about this. You don't wait. Because the problems are when you do wait, and because you have immunity issues, because you're obviously trashing your immunity intentionally, that's what the drugs are doing, if it gets a hold, it becomes very hard to deal with. So immediate, time is of the essence on something like this. And I wouldn't be afraid, don't worry about it. They'll say, oh, I didn't need to come in. Well, shut up. It's my body. I needed to come in. What's the deal? And find out. Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate on infections when you're intentionally killing your immune system.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, well, I don't want to be taken off of the...
Well, but the, you see, if the infection gets hold, you'll have to be taken off of.
Right.
And so that's what I'm saying. You want to avoid that.
Right.
So catch whatever it is, catch it early.
That makes sense. Stop procrastinating, friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And find out. And again, don't ever let the fear of they'll make me do this, because they can't make you do anything. You can decide what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. But information is power.
A lot of times it has to do with the insurance. And,
well, even when it has to do with the insurance, they can't. Insurance isn't going to deny it if you say I'm not taking an antibiotic.
Right.
You see, that's it. So, and you'll cross that bridge as you get closer to it. But, to say I'm not going to go because this might happen, that's an unacceptable response. Go.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me know.
I will definitely take care of it.
And if it's oral, I'm betting on fungal.
Yeah, it probably is. I've had it for a long time and I've needed to go to the dentist, but I'm just really phobic about dentists,
a
lot of people are.
It could be something like candida, and there are things you can take for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me know.
Take care of that.
I'm counting on it. Let me know. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Sure.
So good to talk to Fran, and we free that line, and I answer another line and put somebody on hold. It's unscreened radio, so hang on until we get there. We'll get to 815 next. So Illinois for sure, as far away as Rockford, or maybe as close as what, Elgin or something. I don't know. We'll find out. Coming up on WGN Radio. Request, Linda. Richard Park said, play my Boogie Shoes, Casey and the Sunshine Band. We will get back to your calls right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
I stood watching all night long. I stood watching all night long. I stood watching till you went away.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Robin Luke, Mike in Elmwood Park wanted to hear that. And that was an interesting story. He was in the 10th grade at Punahouse School in Honolulu. And where Barack Obama later went and a bunch of other people. But in any event, he was a Punahouse and he had lived with, you know, a family in an apartment nearby. And supposedly he recorded this in the bathroom. And I'm pretty sure that's a fact. But what was told to me repeatedly by two people, actually, Ron Jacobs and Tom Rounds, both said, if y'all listen carefully, you'll hear the Hawaii PD calls in the background. Well, hell, I've listened that at decibels that would make my ears bleed, and I don't hear it. But nonetheless, I do know it was recorded there. And his sister, Susie, was 5 years old at the time, and Robin wrote it for her. He never envisioned having a music career, and he sang for a while because of the strength of Susie Darlin, but then he got serious, and he got a PhD in business administration, and he headed actual departments at universities across the country. Started it at Missouri State and was at Old Dominion, and got his PhD from University of Missouri Columbia. He had very good vitals, as it were, and retired in 2011. As far as I know, he's still with us. He would have turned, 84 last month. Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. Hanging on for 45 minutes. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? Hello, hello.
815,
yep.
Chuck.
That, hey, Chuck. All right. What's up?
Oh, yeah. My volume is down a little bit here. I got this smartphone, you know, okay.
What I'm trying to do here, I've got six calls to get through in less than 20 minutes. So, with that in mind,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I I would suppose you're a pet parent, aren't you?
Oh, a pet parent? Not anymore, but we used to raise Bernie's...
Oh, really?
We used to raise Bernie's mountain dogs. Of course, since John's stroke, he just doesn't have the physicality to do that, and I don't have the strength.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple of pets now that, you know, I think more of them than I...
Of course.
Would have some people, you know.
Oh, absolutely, and believe me, I miss most of ours. Morgan was my all-time favorite, but Winston was number two,
That's what I'm afraid of, too, you know, is that...
Yeah, absolutely.
If they outlast me, they're going to be just... Nobody to take care of.
Well, that's something to be thinking about now. See if you can kind of highlight somebody or some organization that will take care of them.
Oh, well, I'm living with one of my children.
Oh, then you're golden. They're not going to just take it to the pound.
Yeah. I was even, my wife had dementia, you know, and I was afraid that, if she outlasted me, there wouldn't be enough people to assist her because you couldn't, toward the end of her time, you couldn't leave her alone.
Of course.
You know, it was a full-time thing, but
it didn't happen.
I was lucky to have her because it was 70 years. And
wow.
If you can last that long with somebody...
Yeah, boy. I'll bet you that's...
Know, and that's I was always terrific. Proud of her because she was a good-looking woman all of her life. She never got overweight or anything like that, you know. And she was, she was lovable. She adored kids.
And it was a good life, a life well lived, and that's terrific. Well, I'm glad you have a pet because that is makes such a difference when you're living alone.
Oh yeah. Well, there was a lot of things I probably would like to talk to you about, but I think probably I'll just
call me next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got 3-hour shows. Call early.
Well, the time goes by fast.
Yes, it does.
I'll give up my.
Okay. I'll talk to you next week. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay,
so,
take
good
care.
Deal. You too. So next week it's Unscreened as well. And then after that, John returns. All right. So let's see if we still, 859, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hey, Raleigh, Covington, Kentucky.
All right. John. Yes.
Listen, I don't mean to call like every night.
That's all right.
If I don't get this off my chest, I listen to the BBC at least 2 hours while I'm having, just hacking around. I listen by way of satellite radio. Anyway, the BBC, a lot of times, their news, it happens. They report the news that we get 2 days later.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay.
That's number one. For number two, and it doesn't matter if it happens or not, but this one woman is saying that the Dark Side of the Moon album, which has already sold over since 73.
Are we talking about Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd, yes.
Right.
Because of the space program going on right now, this Dark Side of the Moon album is going to sell another 20 million copies.
Yeah, in her dreams.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about all I got. Yeah, in your dreams, because you know what? I can tell my device to play the whole album, and it's not going to cost me nothing.
There you go.
I mean, it's a monthly fee, but...
Well, I'm afraid John actually liked that album, so we've got multiple copies, but I'm not in the room when he plays it. All right, well, good deal.
One other thing, real quick.
Yeah.
Here's my Easter gift for the compulsive gamblers.
Okay.
Illinois will win Saturday. They're only a point and a half favorite. People in Chicago, get down on them. See you later, Raleigh.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. There you go. There's your tip of the day. Why not? It's as good as stock tips, I'll tell you what. So, you go to the internet and there every other thing on YouTube is they're going to give you the answer for how you're going to get rich. Yeah, whether it's gold or whether it's stocks or whether it's whatever. They got an answer for it. All right, 313. Sounds like Detroit. Are you still there?
Hi, Raleigh. This is Stan from Dearborn.
All right, Stan. What's up?
Hey, I heard you play Stardust the other night.
Yeah.
By Billy Ward and the Dominoes.
Yeah.
And, you went by the...
Gene Mumford.
He replaced...
Jackie Wilson.
Yeah, Mumford replaced...
Jackie Wilson.
Jackie Wilson, who replaced...
Clyde
McFadden.
Yep.
And Billy Ward sure knew how the talent for his lead singers, didn't he?
He did, but you know, he was a son of a bitch. People hated working for him.
That's what I heard. I heard he was a taskmaster.
Yeah.
That's why he had so many different singers.
Exactly. Yeah, he was not easy. But that said, it produced hits and it produced great records.
Oh, it did, yeah. And, he knew talent, that's for sure.
Yes.
And what I was going to say was that I think there was one song that he sang lead on, and it was not a hit, not a seller.
I'll bet.
From what I heard. But, you know, when you're talking about Eugene Mumford, I thought you'd go back a little bit on his history.
Oh.
And talk about him when he was with the Larks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, with the Larks. And I'm trying to think of, occasionally Billy Ward would do it in his live performances, but I'm trying to think of anything that is recorded where he was lead. Can you think of anything offhand?
Well, I heard that there was one song, and I can't think of it. It's not one of their... I'd have to look on the discography file,
right,
and try to figure out which one it was. I don't even think I remember. If I see it, I might remember it, but I can't think of it offhand.
Yeah, but no, Gene Mumford, he sang lead on like My Reverie, things like that, and he was terrific. I think he was billed for a while as the man with the platinum voice, and
he sure doesn't get the credit that
and he died fairly early. He died in the mid-70s, kind of before the revival was as hot as it became. So, and he was sick before that. So he was in Golden Gate Quartet also for a while. And
they came back with another Larks group in the mid-50s Lloyd's. That was not as good a harmony as the original group.
Right.
But I was at one of the UGHA meetings and shows in New Jersey.
Yes.
And Ronnie I said, he was enthused that we came from Detroit.
Right.
And he introduced us to the audience, and, we stood up and hi. And then he introduced some other people, and he said, Thurman Ruth from the Larks is with us.
Oh, wow.
The guy next to me, an older gentleman, stands up, and that was Thurman Ruth. I was sitting right next to him.
Oh, geez.
And, he was just soft-spoken. When we got there, we sat down. They had folding chairs. Went in there. But a perfect gentleman. And in front of us was Bobby Mansfield's son.
Ah.
And they're all talking to us, how they were impressed that we came from Detroit and stuff like that. But, to meet Thurman Ruth, I think he was about 90 years old then.
Yeah.
So this was back in late 80s, early 90s.
But, Gene Mumford was originally from Durham, North Carolina, and so was Clyde McFadden. They were about 5 years apart in age, but they both, of course, were lead singers for Billy Ward and the Dominoes, but I had wondered if they knew each other when they were young, and I never found out.
Yeah, so, I never heard of that either.
Right, exactly, but, Durham's not that big, to say the least, but
seems like a lot of talent from North Carolina went to Apollo Records.
Yeah, well, most of them, of course, migrated to New York because there just wasn't much going on in the way of work. I know years ago, a good friend of mine, Johnny Hayes, who was originally from Macon, he said, I always heard Claudine Clark was from Macon, but I never knew her. I said, yeah, because her parents moved her to Philadelphia when she was a child, Johnny. And so you wouldn't. But, yeah, you hear that stuff about, Claudine Clark, Macon's own. No, I don't think she ever remembered being in Macon. So that's probably true for a lot of, not all the North Carolina Carolinians, of course. You have a number of them, like the Five Royales that were North Carolina through and through. So there was too.
Yeah. And, I just wanted everybody to know that Eugene Mumford, great lead singer.
Yes.
Doesn't get the recognition that, like Fred Parris or Sonny Till or...
And you know what's interesting, like you mentioned Fred Parris, who, yes, is a household name for many people, but when you get right down to it, it's for one record in The Still of the Night. They did many, many others. We could name a dozen of them. But in general, it was just that that record was so strong that it really catapulted his name to household standards. And let's face it, the stuff Gene Mumford sang on, great records, but not smashes like that.
Right. And the harmony of the Larks was fantastic.
I'll play some Larks next Tuesday.
Next week maybe. My favorite is I Live True to You.
Okay. All right. I can do
my
that.
My favorite. Okay. And I know My Reverie was a big hit.
Well, the biggest that they had, which still, in the scheme of things, wasn't too big. But
and In My Lonely Room was a big hit.
Yeah, exactly.
And Thurman Ruth, he sang on an upbeat. He had a lead singer on Lucy Brown. It's kind of an upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
he did some gospel stuff too. Not let's face it, most of
Oh yeah, he was a gospel singer for
years.
Bailey Jubilee.
Yeah, right. The singers, like yes, absolutely. Cella Singers, yes, absolutely. So. All right.
Then I think he went back after he left Apollo after the original Larks broke up.
Right.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you.
I'm delighted you called. Made my night. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so 888-876-55. I don't know why I'm giving the phone number. There I am again. We're going to run out of time, but I'm going to try to do it because I have three people who have been holding on for 25 minutes, and we're going to get there right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. All right, there we go. Stepping on that all over the place. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper because we've got about 5 minutes left. And again, it's unscreened radio. So what that means is I put you on hold and then you hear silence, or me if I'm talking, until time has come. And I'm doing it strictly by numbers, how long you've been holding on. So I don't know who I'm getting, but I'm always glad to get all of you. So let us head over to 708. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. This is Isaac on the South Side.
All right, Isaac, what's up?
Hi, and I'm really on the South Side tonight because I was on hold earlier tonight, and I'm laying in bed, and my window is open because it's kind of humid. Then some idiot comes rolling down the block and lets off 9 gunshots.
Oh, my God.
And so I have to get off the phone with you to, of course, call 911. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
So, yes. Let me first get out these two requests.
Okay.
I want to request, you mentioned this song yesterday, Waters of March.
Mine is
by Mark Murphy. He does an English version, but if you want to do the original version, that's fine as well. And the other one is from someone that I hadn't heard of before, Jackie Shane.
Oh my God.
Out of Memphis.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Walking the dog.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Jackie Shane, notorious crossdresser.
Yes. and then lastly, I have acquired a couple of a CD player, a couple of speakers, and so a couple of CD players from a brand called Bang and Olufsen.
Oh, Bang and Olufsen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, that can be very expensive stuff. Bang and Olufsen is beautiful. They've been around forever.
They're really cool.
They are cool. Sometimes they look better than they sound, but they're very, very pricey. And, yeah, I remember drooling over that stuff, my God, 60 years ago. So, yeah.
Are they worth still having today?
If you get something and you like the sound of it, yes. But I'd absolutely say.
Someone gave some to me for free, and so I have.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, no, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Now, I'm looking at Jackie Shane. You know, of course, walking the dog is normally Rufus Thomas. I can't find Jackie Shane doing it. Are you sure he did?
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube as well.
Oh, okay. All right. It must be an album cut. But normally, Jackie Shane, there's a lot of things you think about when you think of Jackie Shane, but that's not one of them. But I'll look for that.
The dog is not one.
No.
Well, either one. I'd love to hear more about it.
Yeah.
Should I say him or her or they, them?
I don't know. Back then, I don't know that we worried about prepositions. But he was from Nashville, and he moved to Canada after he came out. and worked a lot of Toronto and Montreal cross-dressing clubs. And but she Jackie Shane was not just a cross-dresser. She was transgender. And you know, I don't know the particulars, nor do I want to. But I mean, she absolutely lived the lifestyle start to finish. So
I'll let whoever else is on next, and I'll keep listening.
Yeah, maybe coming down or any other way. Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, so now a 4 minute. I like coming down and any other way. All right, so we'll definitely do some Jackie Shane. Okay, so now it is 737. Welcome to WGN Radio. All right, 7377 has. I see your area codes is what I see because I play for these calls. And another 737. We'll see if anybody's there. Are you there?
Yeah, this is Johnny G in Austin,
Texas. All
right,
Johnny. Yeah, I hope you were listening. We were plugging your show, Fran and I.
Oh, well, thank you, Fran, and thank you, Raleigh. I appreciate that. I've been kind of incognito for a while, but I wanted to call and say hi. I hope John's all right. I don't know why he's not there, but you probably don't have. I'm sure he's okay.
No, yeah, he took 10 days off to go with some high school friends. He's doing a photographing trip. Yeah, so
that's good. Good
he's
stuff.
Fine. Yeah. So I'm self-screened.
And then something about Linda. I don't know what about.
Oh
that.
Man, yeah, Linda ran into the racist of all racists of doctors. So you know, she's over it though. She's never going back, and be going to Florida next month, and hopefully get good news.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, God bless you, Linda.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't have anything much to say. I hadn't called in a while. Fran said it all. If you love classic soul and R&B and you're free on Sunday night to get on the internet and listen to my show, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks to you, we've got a lot of Chicago listeners, people in the Midwest, people from all over.
Well, that's great.
Listen to the Soul of the City.
Soul of the
and
City.
And I do the show.
Like, yes. Now, okay, so what's going to be featured on Sunday?
I don't have all the information.
All right. Well, then that'll force us to tune in. Now, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
All right.
I will get into that some other time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Well, good.
But anyway, 6 hours, Sunday night, Central Time, 6 p.m. to midnight. The address is
soulofthecity.net. Or Houston Radio Platinum.
Our HoustonRadioPlatinum.com. Either one will get you there. And there's no archives. It's in real time only.
Yep.
But if you love classic soul and R&B, I think you'll find a good group of listeners there who and we're gaining them all the time. So I'm very appreciative. Thank you for putting my hyperlink on the blog and all that. I wish you well.
All right.
And I hope you have a great weekend.
Call me next week. I want to talk to you. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, good
Bye.
Deal. And I will be listening Sunday night. I'm going to make it a point. That's 6 to midnight Central Time. All right, so that's 3 to 9 Arizona time because we don't have daylight savings. I've got, can I do this? I've got 1 minute and two people. 622, which is area code 954. Welcome to, what's going on here? Don't tell me, I'm going to blow up the phone system. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? Okay, well, 954 bailed on me. Who could blame him? All right, so with that in mind, 10 seconds for 708. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? Well, okay, so no seconds for anybody. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. Could not have done it without him. Yes, and Adam is in master control, and don't worry, there's a delay. So if you think you're going to call up and curse because nobody's screening the calls, it doesn't work like that. Adam's in charge of that, and he's here. All right, now next week, Monday night, I'm sorry to say Monday night trivia, very abbreviated, a half-hour show. I don't know what I'm doing with you yet, but I know I'm doing it at 12:30 Central. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, we have full shows starting at 10 Central, and on Thursday, next Thursday, a week from today, we have 2 hours starting at 11. So until all of that, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. Oh, and you know, here I am. I did not even play 2020 news for you yet. If you're listening on the stream, obviously, because if you're not listening on the stream, you're not hearing me now. But if you are listening on the stream, I should be able to, and I thought that I did this, to get 2020 news for today lined up. So maybe I didn't, so give me a second and I will. And of course it will play on the replay if you miss it. Here it is.
Bronx block bloodshed plus sewer spending surge and the jeers of a clown. I'm Grant Marshall. 2020 news. Real news, real stories, real fun. Corner carnage. A 21-year-old man is gunned down near his Bronx building. Bullets blast through the block, sending panic pulsing as the young victim collapses just steps from safety. NYPD combs corners, canvas cameras, and chase a still silent suspect who slipped swift into the city's shadows. Neighbors shaken, street stunned. Another daylight death delivering dread where doors should defend. Close to home, far from safe. Flush fund frenzy. America's drowning in a dirty, dollar-devouring dilemma. Aging pipes, crumbling conduits, and a sewage system straining under a staggering half-trillion-dollar fix. Experts warn wastewater woes are worsening with leaks, overflows, and failing facilities fouling rivers and raising risks from coast to countryside. Officials face a funding fight. Pay up now, or pay far more later as the system sinks further. Flush with trouble and running out of time. Bolivian marching power. Send out the clowns. Sad faces in the streets of Bolivia as red noses and big shoes parade in protest to counter the killjoys in command there. The sours that be want to shut down the fun that clowns conjure for kids there during special school festivities. The restrained clown posse bossies want more school days and less circus silliness. Pathos for a puddle's pity party as performers' pay is poised to peter out. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.